Open the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Subcommittee on Natural Resources for May 18th, 2017. And we're going to go start with a work session on House Bill 5011, Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And would you please let us know what's going on there? Thank you.
Co-Chair Frederick, members of the committee, as you've mentioned, House Bill 5011 is the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries budget bill. On OLIS, you'll find similar materials with the LFO recommendation memo and attached report, and then the key performance measures. The memo outlines the total fund budget recommendation. It is $17,668,585 total funds, 43 positions, 42.92 FTE. This is a 2% decrease in total funds from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget. There is just a note that there was a 15-17 LAB amount that was provided in Senate Bill 5508 earlier this session for a limited duration position federal funds. That's not included in this table, but it's part of the difference in the LAB. This is a 2.9% decrease in general fund from the adjusted current service level. That's a different term than what you're probably used to. Current service level, you'll see in the table, adjusted current service level accounts for emergency board items that have taken place between last session and this one. And this particular agency had some IT issues. They came forward to e-board as directed by the legislature in a budget note to report on those issues, and they were provided with IT resources at the May 2016 emergency board. This included a permanent full-time information specialist position, one FTE, and then funds for hardware lifecycle replacement and IT-hosted services through the Office of the State Chief Information Officer. So their adjusted current service level is the LFO recommendation, the 4.735893. And so we'll go through that as I go through the LFO report that's attached.
Great.
So looking at page, the attachment to the memo, looking at page 1 of 11 is the total agency description. You'll see the 15-17 ledge approved budget adjustments, current service level, and then the e-board total, and then your adjusted current service level. Again, the total budget, $17.6 million total funds. We go into, there's two programs within this agency. The first is the Geologic Survey Program. This is a general fund, other funds, and federal funds. The LFO recommendation for this includes the package 080. That's the May 2016 e-board amount. Again, that's the full-time ISS position and then the funds for life cycle replacement and IT-hosted services. The total package is $1,209,618 of general fund. It includes the one position, the ISS 5, and you'll see 0.90 FTE. That's because the other tenth of that position is paid for out of the second program within this department. So there'll be a similar package just like this for the second program that we'll get to. The next is package 101. These are the positions that this agency has used for at least three biennia, I believe. They have been LD positions, and they're natural resource specialists. This package recommends making those permanent, as they've been on as limited duration for several biennia, and this will help retain the highly trained technical staff that have been working on these LIDAR and hazard projects with both our federal agency partners and local governments. These are largely funded with federal funds. The total package cost here is $138,228 general fund and $797,209 of federal funds for the five positions, five FTEs. They're largely funded with the federal grants that this agency receives. The next is package 102. This was presented originally as part of the IT remediation plan for this department. This position is an Information System Specialist 8. It would be a Chief Information Officer for this department. It was a part of the May e-board. It was granted as limited duration at that time and then recommended to be brought forward again in the budget process. And so this makes that a permanent position. It's other funded, $325,228 of other funds, one position, and then again this is 0.90 FTE in this package excuse me, because the other tenth would be supporting of the second program, the Mineland program, that we'll get to again in a moment. Then we have Package 103. This is part of the agency's look at restructuring the entire both programs within the agency. This is supposed to, intended to build leadership capacity. It actually reclassifies four positions that have been classified as information systems specialists for quite a long time. I can't remember exactly how long they've been like that. I believe it's because they have to do with GIS work, and so I think the original idea was that ISS classification was appropriate. But after looking at having a human resources review of these positions, it's more appropriate that they be classified as natural resource specialists, given the type of work that they do. So this reclassifies those positions, it also adjusts natural resource specialist 5 position to include a supervisory designation. The total cost of the package is $14,115 general fund, $2,249 other funds, and $9,289 of federal funds, for a total of $25,653. No FTE changes, obviously, just reclassifying and providing that supervisory designation. Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustment. This package includes the addition of a full-time limited duration natural resource specialist 2 position at a total cost of $149,321 of federal funds. This is associated with the USGS 3DEP grant that was already approved in the 15-17, or by the September Emergency Board, and then that part of that position that I briefly referenced earlier from the memo was approved in Senate Bill 5508. So this was a 2017 3DEP grant that the agency applied for. The legislature approved the application, and now they're asking for the limited duration position to work on that grant. So it's one position, one FTE, and then, of course, that grant will continue throughout the 17-19 biennium. The next package for the Geologic Survey Program is Package 812. This eliminates a vacant position. The Principal Executive Manager E position for the Geologic Survey Program, this was an assistant director position that we're removing, has been vacant for, can't remember exactly how long, 6 months. $291,890 general fund reduction in one position, one FTE. The agency had 2 assistant directors over each program. In part of the restructure, they're looking at having just one assistant director, and then have a director, assistant director, and then having leadership positions, as you saw earlier in the reclassification package. Next, we move on to the Mineland Reclamation Program. This budget is $2,902,580 of other funds. This is a largely fee-based program. It's 11 positions, 11.20 FTE. The FTE is a little bit off versus the position number, because you have the positions actually housed in Geologic Survey and the FTE, the equivalent for the Mineland program. First, package 080 is the May 2016 e-board. You also saw this again for the Geologic Survey program. This is the 10th of that permanent ISS 5 position, as well as some dollars for the cost of life cycle replacement. Excuse me. Total cost of this package is $127,251 of other funds and that 10th of an FTE. Package 102 is the IT remediation plan, similar to what you saw off the Geologic Survey. This is the other part of that position, the CIO position, $27,249 of other funds and the 1/10 of an FTE. And that's the total packages for the LFO recommendation.
Any questions? You have a few?
No. Totally confused, but I think I got it.
Any questions? Yes.
Sure. How many vacant positions does this agency have, and for how long?
They have, as far as long-term vacancies, I believe there's 2 in the Mineland program. We haven't recommended, that's an other funds only program. I haven't recommended elimination of those two positions because the agency is actually looking at restructuring and their business practices within that program. So they're actually scheduled to come back in the 2018 session and report on that restructure. And so at that time, we'll have a better understanding of what positions they actually need going forward. So we'll be able to look at if they actually need any of those or if we can restructure.
Thank you.
Question.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How long have they been vacant?
Co-Chair Frederick, Representative Esquivel, the assistant director position has been vacant for, I don't have it in front of me, I believe it's been about a year for the assistant director position, and then the other position, I'm looking for a tip. Yeah, so a little over a year for that one as well.
So we've had two positions that we've funded that have been vacant for a year.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
They're restructuring, is that, as I recall?
Right.
Please say.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions? Yes,
Representative Lewis. Mr. Chair, so on the positions that are vacant and they were funded, what are those funds used for during the biennium?
Co-Chair Frederick, Representative Lewis, the limitation is provided in their budget for those positions. But if they if the positions aren't filled, that's just empty limitation. So there's not this isn't like a general fund is being applied and then not used. This is other funds limitation that they have in their budget. If they don't ever hire those positions, for example, it just would increase their ending balance essentially for that program, but they wouldn't affect revenues.
And follow up, Mr. Chair. So yes. Is that reflected then in this budget, the ending balance?
Should be.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I neglected to mention that. Co-Chair Frederick, members of the committee, the estimated ending balance for the Mineland Regulation and Reclamation Program is $401,090, which is approximately 3 months of operating. So if they were to hold those positions vacant for at least to the 2018 session when we had a chance to review the program again, this ending balance should be increased.
You know, follow up, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
You know which page that's on?
I think it's the second page.
Yeah.
Second page of the
memo.
Memo. Right there, right above adjustments to current service level. You'll see
it
right there.
Yeah.
401090.
I forgot to mention that.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? No? I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to accept the LFO recommendation for the Department of Geology and Mineral Resources.
Chair Witt moves to accept the LFO recommendation for the Department of Geology and Mineral Resources. Is there any objection? No? Has been accepted.
Co-Chair Frederick, members of the committee, next we move on to the key performance measures. This agency did a thorough review of their existing performance measures and has proposed deletion of a number of measures with replacements that you can see in the key performance measure legislatively proposed report at the back of the packet. So that the LFO recommendation includes approval of proposed new KPMs 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and proposed deletion of the original 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 12.
Yes.
You get to carry.
Yes, I want to get to carry. Thank you. Appreciate that. Are there any questions? No? Thank you. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Thank you very much. Chair Witt moves to accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any objection? Okay. That has been accepted.
Co-Chair Frederick, members of the committee, there are no budget notes. We'll move on to the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends the following changes to House Bill 5011, which are reflected in the Dash 1 amendment. It would include a general fund of $4,735,893. Other funds, $4,026,701 for the Geologic Survey Program and $2,902,580 for the Mine Land Program, and then $6,003,411 of federal funds for the total agency.
Are there any questions about the Dash 1 amendment? No?
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5011.
Chair Witt moves the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5011. Is there any objection? No? Then we so adopt it. And I think there's a final subcommittee action there.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 5011 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Witt moves House Bill 5011 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Helm?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
No.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes. And I will be carrying it, so. House member, we need a House member. Representative Helm?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
He woke up and said, wait a minute.
What did you just say?
That's the one with all the mining and the fish habitat?
Right, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why we're
talking about rocks and dirt.
He didn't hear it.
Representative Power, would you rather?
I have a great track record of carrying the really esoteric, boring ones that everybody falls asleep on lately coming out of those meetings.
Considering that you have 115 of those right now. No, that's, I'm kidding. Sorry, it was too easy. Thank you. If you wouldn't, that'd be great.
Love to tell my colleagues about Dagami. Yes.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. Well, I think that's that. We will. I'll close the work session on House Bill 5011, and I'll adjourn the meeting for the Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Thank you. Natural Resources. Thank